Welcome to the Hatch podcast for Hive.
Hi, I'm Billy Morrissey, interviewing poet and slam champion Vanessa Kasule for Hive's Hatch podcast. I didn't get to say that. Hey Vanessa, thank you so much for doing this interview. So first off, can you give the listeners a potted history of your journey with writing so far, from like where you began?
Always liked writing from being small, but didn't write poetry until I was 18. Just stumbled across spoken word on YouTube and really liked it, and went to an open mic in London at the Poetry Cafe, and it all went from there, really.
Wonderful. So do you have a preference with poetry? Do you prefer it on page, on stage? And which do you feel you're most drawn to, and why?
No, I don't have a preference. I think it depends on the style of the poet that you're reading or listening to. It depends on the subject matter. It depends on so many different things. So I think the page and stage division is actually a bit of a fallacy. I think that the format just needs to serve the poem itself. Some poems have their best life on a stage or in audio. Some have their best form of life on a page. Some can exist in both. So I don't have a preference.
So I first saw you at Tramlines, and I definitely walked away with you being a big creative influence on my later work. So I want to know, who are your favourite poets and creative influences, and why?
Okay, I'll try not to go on and give you an infinite list. I really like Yehuda Amichai. He's a poet who writes in Arabic, so I've only ever read translations, but he writes the most distilled and subtly devastating poetry. So I'm really inspired by him lately, because he's so different to me. And I think often when you talk to writers, the people that they admire are very different to them stylistically, so that's quite interesting to observe. I love Selena Godden as a writer and a performer. I think she's just so dynamic, so playful. She never does the same poem twice, in the same way twice, rather. I love Bogdan Piasecki. Raymond Antrobus is doing really well at the moment, winning all the poetry prizes, and deservedly so. Ilya Kaminsky's latest collection, Deaf Republic, is amazing. I really like Kim Adonisio. Just so many people. I could go on and on, but there's just a few from the top of my head.
So out of, even if it's one of those guys or just someone in your life, who would you say your biggest muse is?
Muse? I suppose muse is different from inspiration, isn't it? Because a muse...
Oh, biggest inspiration?
I don't have a muse, and I think muse is quite a gendered word. It's often men being particularly obsessed with some sort of female figure that they find attractive. So I feel a little bit ambivalent towards that whole thing. But I'm just inspired by life, and that might sound generic and not very specific, but there's no one person that is a constant. I think there's lots of people that have come into my life that have inspired the things I write. There's not been anyone who I've been particularly fixated on. It's just the nuances of all the different humans I've met, and yeah, using that as the jumping off point for the stories I want to tell.
So this is a big one for me, and I'm sure a lot of other writers can empathise with this. How do you overcome writer's block?
Okay, I think sometimes it's really useful and imperative to just not write for a bit, which might sound quite counterproductive, but sometimes you just can't force it. You know, you need to go away and read some things that interest you, watch some weird films, go to a experimental theatre show, like kickstart your inspiration and take things in that are going to make you think in different ways, and remember what it is to consume things rather than to constantly be making stuff to give out to the world. Beyond that, there's lots of exercises that you can do. You can find them online. You could go to a workshop that are going to kickstart your creative process as well, because sometimes it's about someone giving you something that you wouldn't necessarily think of yourself to kickstart that part of your brain that then fires off into the writing process. So I think those are two different processes. If you're really determined to write and to generate work, then it's all about making sure that you're engaging with workshop style exercises, maybe talking to other writers and getting influences and feedback from them, or just have a break from it. And I think that the inspiration comes again naturally in ebbs and flows. So yeah, it's not something to worry about too much.
I always find taking a shower helps. I've written about 5 poems leaning out of the shower, trying to try and type them on my phone so they don't go away with the other shower thoughts.
That makes a lot of sense. They say that people tend to have their best thoughts in the shower because it's one of the few moments that we have to really be invested in our thoughts because we can't be distracted by anything else. Whereas pretty much every other point in the day, you'd be distracted by your phone or supposed to be engaged with another task, so all of your thoughts are splintered across many different platforms. But in the shower, you have no choice but to stand there. You can't be looking at your phone at the same time. You're probably not talking to anyone. So yeah, it's where some of your most clear and exciting thoughts can percolate.
What do you set out to do with your poetry?
So I think the best way to make something interesting is to start with a question and to explore that question and to not be preoccupied with finding an answer, but to essentially be at ease with the inevitable nuance and complexity of that question. If you're asking a question that's easily answerable, then it's probably not that intriguing an idea or anything worth deep diving into. So I think the one woman show is definitely me exploring something that I was never going to make my peace with per se, or be able to conclude particularly neatly, but I was fascinated by it and it felt like it explored lots of different social, political, cultural issues. So I think it's just about being curious and wanting to poke at a particular bear and just see what happens.
Has being a writer and the type of stuff you write always come easily to you, or are there any aspects that you've had to work at?
I think craft is always something that people have to work at. I think being expressive might be something that comes naturally to you, but I think that development, that constant growth, the accumulation of different skills and techniques, that's what requires a little bit more work and discipline. It's quite difficult to grow as an artist without consciously making effort to get yourself out of your comfort zone, to try writing in new ways. So I would say that that has definitely required effort, but it's a joy to put effort into something that you see rewards in and you see results in, but also just for the sheer process, not necessarily to then have something to show off to people. But I think when you enjoy writing for its own sake, it's really exciting to try new things, and to explore different forms, different registers. It's just a playground. I like to think of it that way rather than something that is a challenge or an obstacle. I think it's all about the way you frame it in your mind.
Well, along with that, you say some things that others probably wouldn't within your writing. Where does that braveness come from?
I don't know if other people wouldn't say it. I think depends on who you know. I tend to surround myself with other very sort of straight talking people, so to me that's very normal. To other people it might not be. Depends on who you choose to surround yourself with. So I don't feel like I'm being particularly brave because this is just how I am and this is how I talk. Maybe for other people who are a little bit more reserved, they'd actually have to pull up a lot more bravery or, they'd have to convince themselves that there was something worthy in getting up there and saying something that feels scary to say. And that is actually far more admirable because I don't really feel that scared or timid to say the things that I say. So it's not brave if it doesn't scare you, really.
Yeah, that's a very good comment. I don't think I'm ever scared on stage until it actually comes to being there. Stand there and like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's a very common one, yeah.
So if anybody could read your poetry, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I'd love for Patricia Smith to read my poetry. Or maybe I wouldn't, because I think that she's probably one of the most singularly gifted and breathtaking poets of our times. So maybe I'm a little bit intimidated for her to read my work, but yeah, I'd love to one day write something that would impress her. So yeah, that's something to aim for us.
So is there anything you're working on at the moment, anything we should be looking out for?
No, not really. I'm just in an incubation phase at the moment, trying new things, keeping my cards close to my chest and just enjoying that process and not worrying too much about what the results might be.
We all need them every now and then.
I agree.
What's the best advice you've been given about writing or performing, and who was it that did it?
I think I've probably been given lots of brilliant advice over the years, but I've forgotten it all / perhaps appropriated it as something that I came up with for myself, because I'm quite self-absorbed in that way. I don't know who said this. It's one of those quite easily found bits of advice that you could see on a meme on the internet, but don't get it right, get it writ. So essentially getting rid of that compulsion to be perfect, or for the first thing you write to be the best possible thing. Just write something. You can always take the time to edit it, to refine it, but you can't edit or refine a blank page. So just write. Don't be precious. Stop crippling yourself with doubt and imposter complex. Just write some words, and then from there you might actually be able to make something good. But you can't even get to the valley of quote unquote good art until you're willing to stumble through the rocky pathway of average / potentially quite bad writing. It's a part of the journey, so don't get it right, get it writ.
Yeah, I'll definitely take that one quite close to heart. So finally, do you have any advice for any poets just starting out based on what you've learned from yourself?
Read. Read as much as, if not more, than you write. Because, you know, you're part of a long and beautiful tradition of writers, and it's important that you are engaging with that as a reader and as a listener as much as you are a writer, because it will make your writing better. And also, you should want to do that. If you claim to care about poetry, it should be as much about hearing other people's voices as it is putting your own out there. So read, listen to stuff on YouTube, go to poetry events. It will inspire you. It will be the best way for you to learn what you do and don't like, what you want to emulate, and yeah, what you definitely want to steer away from, which is as much a part of it as anything. So yeah. Be a consumer. Be a consumer.
Wonderful. Thank you, Vanessa Kasulis.
You are very welcome.